أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم برهان من ربكم وأنزلنا إليكم نورا مبينا. فأما الذين آمنوا بالله واعتصموا به فسيدخلهم في رحمة منه وفضل ويهديهم إليه صراطا مستقيما. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 174 and 175 of Surah An-Nisa. After addressing the issues and the matters of the Bani Israel, the matters of their overstepping the limitations set down by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaking about the true status of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses the whole of mankind, and Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, قَدَ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْهَانٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Certainly a burhan has come to you from your Rabb. What is a burhan? A burhan is a clear-cut proof that has come to you from your Rabb. What or who is this burhan? Most of the commentators have stated that this burhan refers to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in himself was a clear-cut proof that he was from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In every aspect, in every respect, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was evident that he was the sent messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. His miraculous birth, the way he was born, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's childhood amongst the people of Makkah Mukarramah, the fact that they themselves called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-Amin, they themselves called him as-Sadiq, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's personality, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character, they were the ones that entrusted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with their amanat. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came to Medina Munawwara, the Yahud of Medina had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They testified when they saw him that he was the true Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Besides the fact that the miracles that manifested at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of this was clear burhan, it was clear proof that he was the Rasul, he was the Nabi, he was the sent messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It was only arrogance, it was stubbornness that had created denial in the hearts that those who denied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. And then we had sent down to you, O mankind, نُورًا مُبِينًا, the manifest nur, the manifest light. And the manifest nur and the manifest light is this Quran Sharif, that through light a person is guided. And this Quran Sharif is clear light, it is manifest, it is open, that when a person sees this Quran, miraculous it is from cover to cover, that a person finds guidance in it, and there is nothing else but guidance in this Quran. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that for the people of the akhiru zaman, that these two, the burhan and the nurum mubin, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ. Then with regards to those who had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after they brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَاَعْتَصَمُوا بِهِ, then they held fast onto Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that they brought iman in Allah Rabbul Izzat, then they held on to the commandments of Allah, and they trusted in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they trusted in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they trusted that these were the commandments of Allah. Holding on to these commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies our success. Bringing iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala lies our success. Whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ordained for us, that is best for us and it is unquestionable. In other words, they held on to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Like a person that is drowning And now somebody sends down a rope, a drowning person sees this rope and he holds on to it and he holds fast on to it knowing that this is his salvation. That is how a person holds on to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He holds on to the deen of Allah Ta'ala. He holds on to every aspect of Allah Ta'ala. That is how the people of Iman holds on to him. فَسَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْ Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will cause them to enter into the rahmah from Allah Ta'ala. Into a rahmah from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Number one is this, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bless them with rewards. Allah Ta'ala will bless them with thawab. And Allah Ta'ala will bless them with jannah. Wa fadl. And Allah Ta'ala will bless them with a great fadl, with a great grace from Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, whatever the reward from Allah Ta'ala is far greater than whatever the deeds are from the servants. Brothers, whatever we do, it can never be comparable to the rewards that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us. In this world also, whatever Allah Ta'ala blesses us with, that also is not comparable to what we do for Allah Ta'ala. Then we cannot even compare whatever Allah gives us in the Akhirat, inshallah. So it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in multiples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies. It is for us to take that one step towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And there Allah ta'ala is speaking about two aspects. One is the rahmah of Allah ta'ala. That tawfiq comes from Allah Rabbul Izzat. That divine blessing that comes from Allah Ta'ala, that hidayat, that guidance, that tawfiq comes from Allah. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala takes this one step. He gives us that tawfiq to take that one step. Allah Ta'ala blesses us. And then after that, Allah Ta'ala rewards us. And then Allah Ta'ala multiplies that reward. And over and above that, وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَيْهِ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا And then Allah Ta'ala guides towards him the siratim mustaqima. Again now, a person carries out a deed, and then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards, Allah ta'ala multiplies that reward, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously guides that person. Allah ta'ala guarantees that guidance. It is for us to take that one step in that path, and then that guidance from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Guidance in this world, that Allah ta'ala keep that person according to the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, that is the obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Ulama have written that this sirat mustaqim that Allah ta'ala is speaking about here is the path to Allah ta'ala that causes us to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this path is that path that is between two extremes. One is the path of deficiency. In other words, there is no laxity. We do not fall short in our ibadat, and the path of overstepping. In other words, we do not overemphasize insofar as our deen is concerned, the way our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. That is how we continue to live our deen, and all of that is from Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.